What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic. Yeah, it's another awesome, amazing session. This is another awesome, amazing What's the Topic session of Did You Know? So we're going to be looking at the whole situation of Did You Know? Oh, you didn't know. Yeah. So we're going to look at a couple of facts that exist that you probably knew, and there's probably others that you didn't know, because there's some interesting facts that are out there that I didn't know. I was like, whoa, okay, that's new for me. But if it's not new for you, let me know that it's not new for you, and let me know some of the facts that you know that I probably don't know, and I'll mention them on the show. So this is Fearless Eagle right here saying good morning to you wherever you are. If it's morning, good afternoon. If it's afternoon, good evening. If it's evening, good night after you listen to the show. Yes. So before we get into the whole awesome session of Did You Know, here's an awesome, amazing gem for you to enjoy right here on the topic. That's the way we do it. Yeah, so put on your dancing shoes, because I'm putting on my dancing shoes and start moving. Yeah, so let's do this. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me, and He also created you.
Your love.
suckers!
Radio has never been better, man.
I know you enjoyed that. So, now getting back into the whole situation of did you know? You know, there's a lot of things that are out there that you get exposed to, then you're like, whoa! This is too much, and you just can't resist it, you know, like to actually go out there and speak to people, and the person that you meet, you're probably like, whoa, let me ask them, did you know this? Did you know that? Oh, did you know him? Did you know her? I'm just kidding, not the him and her. But there's a lot of facts that are out there that you just can't resist to actually go and speak to people, and you actually want to know if they knew or if they didn't know, and that's also, you know, depending on if you knew or if you didn't know as well. So yeah, you know, there's like all of those different things that are involved there, and yeah, you like asking yourself, you know, questions and all those stuff, and yeah, you like thinking, do people actually know about this fact? Like, look, there's a lot of facts. So do people actually know about this fact, this specific fact? And yeah, like you actually want to go out there and, you know, ask a question. So before we even do anything, I think we should just get into it. Now, for me, there's some facts that I was like, whoa, this actually is true. Like, it's real. That's interesting. So fact number one, grapes light on fire in the microwave. Yep. Now, I know, I was like, whoa, okay. So this is what happens. Like, I actually want to go and switch on the microwave and, yeah, experiment, because my brain is like, whoa, is that true? Is that real? I want to know. I want to try it out. Yes, I want to see. So back in the year 2011, a physicist actually from the University of Sydney, in case you're wondering where is this physicist from. So a physicist from the University of Sydney went viral. Like, he actually went viral because what he did is he took grape and he put it in the microwave. No, he actually took a grape, put it in the microwave, and then after that he filmed it. So he was actually filming it while he was doing that. And bam, caught fire. And yeah, it actually went on fire, caught fire and everything. And then after that, he took the video and bam, put it on the internet where it went viral. So yeah, that's actually what happened in the year 2011. And then in the year 2019, that's when a study was actually made, you know, while studying, you know, the scientists, they love studying and all those stuff. And then, yeah, they finally got to the conclusion and bam, published a report proceeding, you know, from where the previous physicist left off. So yeah, grapes actually light, you know, they go on fire. Yes. They catch fire when in the microwave. So that's actually what happens. Now I'm going to go and try it. Yeah. In case you're still wondering. So I'm still curious and everything. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So that's one of the facts that I'm like, whoa, I didn't know. So the next fact is, did you know that spaghetto, confetto, and graffito are the singular form of spaghetti, confetti, and graffiti? I know, like, yeah, that last one, my brain was like, graffiti? Yeah, there's a graffiti there, I know. And it's not food. It's something to do with art. But yeah, right there, it might sound weird. I know, like, you probably be like, sure, that sounds weird. So yeah, obviously the individual piece of spaghetti is spaghetto, and the individual piece of confetti is confetto, as well as a single piece of graffiti is graffito. So I know, me, I was like thinking graffiti, sure, okay. So that's actually what they are, the single pieces. And this is from the Merriam-Webster. This is actually according to the Merriam-Webster. So that's some facts that you probably didn't know that you now know. And then the next fact, whoa, this one also blew my mind away when I found out. I was like, what? Okay. McDonald's once created a bubblegum flavored broccoli. Yep. I know. that probably also blew your mind away. Like, what? Bubblegum flavored broccoli. Yeah. So McDonald's, yeah, you know, McDonald's has a reputation of introducing new items, you know, to their loyal customers. So they actually, in the year 2014, created a bubblegum flavored broccoli. Yep. And this was for the kids, because kids are supposed to eat vegetables, right? So they created that. And yeah, you know, new items, they are, you know, successful, and some others are not successful. So what happened with this one is it was not successful. And the CEO, Don Thompson, actually admitted that, yeah, kids were confused by the taste, because they thinking vegetable broccoli tastes like bubble gum. What's going on here? So that one was not a success. So he actually admitted that it was not a success. But yeah, if you didn't know, now you know. McDonald's actually created a bubble gum flavored broccoli. So even me, I was gonna be like, what is going on here? Why does it taste weird? And this is not the broccoli that I remember tasting. Yeah, this is not the broccoli that my mom makes me eat at home and everything. So that was gonna be my reaction. And I'm like, sure. But yeah, those are like some of the facts and everything. I feel like we should go for a jam. And a jam is not going to taste like candy and look like vegetable. Yeah, this one's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing and you're going to love it. So put on your dancing shoes and enjoy.
FM. My name is Ria Betsu Melau and I am part of Active Worship. Active Worship is a group of kingdom builders who use their instruments and vocals as another means to glorify God, and have recorded thus far 12 great albums. And I am so privileged and honored to be part of the team. I get to sing backup, I write songs and lead worship, and it's just been an overall blessing to me. So yeah, I'm very grateful for active worship. To the beginning.
Well, I think it's time for you to go ahead and listen.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, so, I know, like, there's a lot of things that you're probably asking yourself, what's next? Like, yeah, Fearless Eagle, what is the next fact? So, yeah, before I even mention this next fact, like, I know the song was amazing, and before the song, yeah, the facts, yeah, they blew my mind away. Let me just put it that way. They would, yeah, like my mind was blown away. And I don't know about you, but me, I was blown away. So, the next fact is that, did you know the average mammal takes 21 seconds to empty its bladder? That's including humans, because when you speak about a mammal, a human is a mammal. So, every animal that is a mammal, yeah. So, all the mammals actually take 21 seconds. But now I'm thinking, what if you are like super pressed and you go above 21 seconds? Okay, that's just my mind going another direction. But, you know, scientists, they do those things, doctors and all those stuff. So like they do this research and all those things and then they get the results. But, yeah, you probably have never went into a toilet and timed yourself. Okay, now me, I'm curious to time myself. I'm going to go in the toilet and time myself when I'm busy emptying my bladder. Yeah, you know, in the men's room. But, yeah, like, people don't actually go and, yeah, time themselves and all those stuff. They don't bother to do that. But, yeah, the interesting thing is there's researchers that actually did the research, and they are from the Georgia Institution of Technology. They're the ones that found that most mammals weigh more than 6 pounds, yes, and they take 21 seconds to empty their bladder. So they are the ones that did it, and it was interesting. And yeah, scientists are doing the most, but it's actually it's an awesome fact to know. So now me, because I know, I'm curious to go and find out if it's true. It's probably true, but I'm curious to go and find out how long I take to empty my bladder. So yeah, I'm gonna be out there with the timer, busy checking myself, and yeah, seeing how long do I really take, you know, to empty my bladder. So yeah, that was the next fact. And then the one that's after that, now this one, when I found out, it blew my mind away. I was like, what? Okay, I probably have heard of it, but yeah, you know, it didn't like stay on the mind and everything. But here's the fact. Did you know that chewing gum is banned in Singapore? Now, for everyone that's in Singapore, they know that it's banned. So it's not new news. But for the people outside that have never went in, they probably didn't know. So like me, I've never went into Singapore. So me, I didn't know that chewing gum was banned. Now imagine me coming into Singapore chewing. I'll probably get arrested because it's illegal. So yeah. And yeah, it's interesting to know things like this. And sure, this is the reason why they actually banned chewing gum. So, along with having a lot of different, you know, laws, there are, yeah, there's laws that they've placed there. So like, it's illegal, you know, it's not right for you to spit. So yeah, to spit and urinate anyway, but in the toilet. So that's their laws. You're not allowed to spit and urinate anyway, except the toilet. Yes. So that's what's happening in Singapore. And yeah, you are legally obliged to flush a toilet, a public washroom, and yeah, all those things. So it's illegal if you don't flush. So that it's in their laws. Now, Singapore has also banned chewing gum. Yes. They banned chewing gum, and they banned it in an effort to keep the city clean and orderly. So that's why they banned it. So you are not allowed to chew and all those stuff because you need to keep the city clean. Yes. And this ban was actually established in 1992. So in the year 1992, that's when, yeah, you are not allowed to chew. Yes. And then obviously in 2004, if I can put it that way, 2004, that's 2004. That's where the exceptions came, you know, they were made in terms of, yeah, the other dental, you know, gums and everything. So the dental gums, they are, there were exceptions made in 2004. But besides that, bam, you ain't allowed to chew. You're not allowed to chew. So do not chew or urinate, because you're going to go. You'll go behind bars. So that's Singapore for you. And yeah, that blew my mind away. It's like, okay, wow. And before we hit, you know, the road, before I love you and leave you, I'm going to give you a last fact. Yeah, you know, this is the last fact. But we're going to continue this journey next week. So it's not over yet. Next fact is that the average U.S. household has 300,000 things in it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, you're probably like, okay, whoa, what? Yes. So whether you've been inspired by Marie Kondo or Mary Kondo, depending on how you pronounce it, or not, you probably still have close to a third of a million items in your home. Yep. That is actually what reporters found. They found that an average U.S. household has around 300,000 things in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We like stuff. We like a lot of stuff. It's interesting. So it's actually not a U.S. household thing also. I believe every household around the world, you have to go inside there. You find more than 300,000 things inside. Yep. You'll find more than that. So that's what I believe. And yeah, it's really interesting to know all of these things. Unfortunately, myself, I have reached the time where I have to love you and leave you. This is Fearless Eagle. Yes, signing out. So if it's good morning to you, good morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. If it's good afternoon, enjoy the rest of the hours that are left. Good afternoon to you. If it's good evening, enjoy your meals before you go to bed. Yes. So enjoy the few hours left before you hit, you know, your bed. And if it's good night to you. Now you can go and sleep. Make sure you share the show out there. Yeah, like actually give it to someone as a gift. You know, it's the best gift that you can give them. Yes. And thank you for listening. I really do appreciate the fact that you have listened to the whole show up to this moment. And yeah, the last track, you should enjoy it as well. And make sure you don't dance while driving. Okay, you can dance while driving, but don't go crazy, because now you cause accidents if you're driving. And if you're about to sleep, dance in your sleep. Peace out and God bless. I'll see you next week, whatever time you get the show.
Enjoying the Acton FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at Acton FM 777, Twitter and Gab at Acton FM, Facebook at Acton FM /777, as well as YouTube at Acton FM, and our website at www.actonfm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
I got God, I got hope, I got soul in my home. I got G, that's my bro, OB on a beat. He got heat on the stove. If they keep playing with us, they gon' reap what they sow. Whoa, yeah, buddy, we gon' keep talking cold. And I hang with a few, cause the most do the most. Wine bottles on the table, get the chairs and a toast. Cause we didn't save ourselves, it was God as a boast.
King, king, from the birth to the blood. I observed and I served what I got. Till it die. I don't really boast much, but when I do, it's in him.
Jesus.
He the Christ, he the Lord, he the true religion.
Jesus.
Tomb is empty, who we kidding, man? The dude the risen, true the mission. Who'd have figured he descending? We would get to do it with him. Whoa, the stupidest since I was just the newest in it. Whoa, he rule it, I just move in it, Yeshua sent me. Whoa, I stew with it in truth, I'm just a new lieutenant. Whoa, they don't know what to do with it, be true until I go. Stay by, living water only way by right. Can't die, I gotta continue to wait for the next generation. I lay my life in the grave, ain't dig it up. Yeah. For the pay, ain't pick it up. Yeah. I ain't saved by grace through faith, I
night straight, can't get
I don't
enough.
Play.
I got walls, I got God, I got hope, I got soap in my home, I got G, that's my bro, OB on the beat, he got heat on the stove, if they keep playing with us, they gon' reap what they sow, whoa, yeah buddy, we gon' keep talking cold, and I hang with a few, cause the most do the most, wine bottles on the table, get the chairs and a toast, cause we didn't save ourselves, it was God as our boast.
Can't keep this hand in one case, that's the only second refrain, see the mighty line of Judah ain't the peace that you contain. He can shatter them chains to free the addicts and slaves. I brag on his name, cause I used to be a savage to pray. But in a radical way, all of that has been changed. I give emphatical praise to him, cause I'm back from the grave. I know that he can save before they pass in decay. That's why I'm fishing for more men, no Latter-day Saints.
Pause. We've been commissioned to put a stop to the funny penance, and that makes the devil angry. He's plotting to come and get us, but tell him the Holy Spirit, the Father and Son is with us.
It's OBSOTP taking God over money, man. Is we ready for battle? We keep a stone in the sling. Yeah, all these giants are getting KO'd in the ring. Yeah, Jesus paid our debts and we don't owe you a thing. Yeah, on our own with nothing, so we boasting our king. Yeah.
I don't play. I got walls, I got God, I got hope, I got soap in my home, I got G, that's my bro, OB on a beat, he got heat for the stove. If they keep talking reckless, they gon' reap what they sow. Whoa, yeah, buddy, we gon' keep talking cold, and I hang with a few, cause the most do the most. Wine bottles on the table, get the chairs and the toast, cause we didn't save ourselves, it was God as our boast.
What? Yo, did you have that track turned up? My man SO giving y'all that heat, featuring Bizzle and Dayton, that's that remix. Drums called Boats. You feeling me? Keep the volume turned up. Keep this thing going. You feeling me? Make sure you get my app. My app is totally free on Android or iPhone. That's DJ I Rock Jesus. Get the app so you can stay connected with me.